This is Ravi Singh, 15 years of chain smoker turned non-smoker, 10 years of a struggle to quit, and now the author of the upcoming book, Quit Smoking Naturally. I am on a mission to help 1 million millennials quit smoking. The question I am taking today is, do you lose weight when you smoke? And do you put on weight when you quit smoking? When you go to internet and ask for these two, you search for these two questions, you get the answer that if you smoke, you lose weight. If you quit smoking, you put on weight. This is what the answer is throughout the internet. I want to examine this answer. So, the logic what they provide is that when we smoke, the digestion system gets affected. I mean, it slows down, and so the hunger is less, so we eat less, so the weight reduces. And the other way around, when you quit smoking, the hunger is more, so you eat more, so you put on weight. This is what the logic all across. Tell me one thing, how do we lose weight? When we take more calories than we burn, we put on weight. If we burn more calories than we take, we lose weight. It's as simple as that. We were taught in school. It's about how much calories you take and how much you burn. If you burn more, you reduce weight. If you burn less, you put on weight. As simple as that. As a smoker for 15 years, I was always overweight. I am really surprised that those kind of answers are there on the internet. I mean, they're promoting smoking as a tool for losing weight. What is that? It is absolutely, it's nonsense, to be precise. You do not lose weight by smoking. What you lose is 15 years of your life, and that's a fact. When we quit smoking, it's true that there is increase in hunger, but the fact is that the hunger has not increased. It has normalized. The hunger was very erratic. A smoker has a very erratic hunger. When you quit, it normalizes. It is no more erratic. It is normal. And there is a difference. It's normal. It has not increased. It has come back to normal. So please do not worry about putting on weight. Those things happen, I mean, for once you quit smoking, it is, you feel that sensation of more hunger for a week, 10 days max. After that, everything is back to normal. You are back to your normal non-smoker. So you are a non-smoker. So you don't worry about that. And moreover, if there is some, you put on some kilos, you can always manage that with exercise, with a tweak in your diet. Think about those 15 years that you're going to lose. So don't worry about putting on weight. It does not happen. Weight management is about how many calories you take and how many you burn. If you burn more than you take, you lose weight. As simple as that. If you found this information useful, do share this information so that more and more people know this. And you knew this, right? Everybody knows this. It is just that, I mean, there is there is some confusion all around about smoking and what happens with this. And there is vested interest for those confusions. So don't have any misconception about it. If you want to lose weight, there is a way for it. And everybody can do it. More than 90% of our weight is because of our diet. It's because of the food that we eat. It's all about managing our diet. More than 90%, you heard it right, more than 90% of our weight is because of our diet. If we are just, manage that well, we manage our weight. Everybody can do it. Don't worry about it. I have lost 5 kilograms of weight in the last 40 days that I have quit. And I just could do it through some tweaking and diet and exercises. That's it. It's doable. And my target is losing 8 more kilos by just following my diet and some exercises. Indoor exercises at home. So if you found this information useful, do share. And this is Ravi Singh, a 15 years of chain smoker turned non-smoker, a 10 years of a struggle to quit, and now the author of the upcoming book, Quit Smoking Naturally. I am on a mission to help 1 million millennials quit smoking.